Iran breaks with OPEC.
There is no shortage of crude oil supply in the international market.
NASA red-faced over Red Planet blunders.
Mars exploration is an important national goal that should continue.
A freight train hits a school bus in Tenga, Georgia.
Everyone knows everyone in this community, and a lot of people are upset.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Bill Whitney. There seems to be a stalemate in Vienna where representatives of the world's oil-producing countries have been debating a production increase. If they do decide to boost output, it will not be with support from Iran. Reporter Ann Anderson has the latest.
Iran's oil minister, in a terse statement to reporters, said there was no shortage of fuel. After 8 hours of formal negotiations, Bijan Nabdar Zanganeh said an increase in production should be less than 1 million barrels a day, hinting Iran would not be part of an agreement.
Our difference is on principles and not on merely few barrels.
Iran's oil minister said his country tried to show flexibility, but, quote, we could not reach unanimity. Ann Anderson for CBS News, Vienna.
Gasoline price relief might come from Capitol Hill. CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss has that part of the story.
Concerned OPEC action won't lower prices enough, and perhaps worrying President Clinton may get some credit for leaning on OPEC, Republican Senate leader Trent Lott says they may try as early as next week to cut gasoline taxes.
Something needs to be done now. Just to stand by and say, oh my goodness, we'd like to see the OPEC countries increase their production while we're being rebuffed, even by countries like Norway.
The GOP proposal would lower gas taxes 4.5 cents a gallon for the rest of the year and cut them again if the average price exceeds $2 a gallon. The cost would come out of the budget surplus, and opponents say it wouldn't do enough for gas prices to be worth it. Bob Fuss, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
Now this.
Hi, Drew Carey here. You know, some people love being do-it-yourselfers. They change their oil, re-roof the house, and make a dining room set out of driftwood all before breakfast. They get a lot of satisfaction out of it. You know what gives me satisfaction? Having someone else do it. See, now when you buy a DirecTV system and activate Total Choice programming, you get standard installation free. In no time, you'll have the most movies, the most sports, plus access to local channels, all in digital quality picture and sound. Does it get more satisfying than that? Yep, to get DirecTV, you don't even have to know which way a screwdriver is supposed to turn. But in case you're wondering, it's lefty-loosey, righty-tighty.
Act now and get free installation when you buy a DirecTV system by April 23rd and activate Total Choice programming by May 5th. Complex installation may require additional fees. Programming and pricing subject to change. Hardware and programming sold separately. See retailer or visit DirecTV.com for details about a local channel subscription. Or call 1-800-DIRECTV.
DirecTV, what are you looking at?
NASA admits it was trying to do too much with too little, and that's why two expensive Mars probes failed. CBS News correspondent David Dow reports live.
A panel of investigators has concluded that the Mars Polar Lander was most likely the victim of false signals that caused its main engines to shut down 130 feet above the Martian surface. Thomas Young chaired the panel.
The lander would have hit the Mars surface at 22 meters per second, or about 50 miles per hour. Therefore, it would have been destroyed.
The panel said the Polar Lander and Mars Climate Orbiter, which also failed last year, were underfunded by at least 30%. And the Jet Propulsion Laboratory, which managed the two projects, was being asked to do, quote, the impossible. Live in Los Angeles, I'm David Dow, CBS News.
Federal officials have given relatives of Elian Gonzalez until Thursday morning to sign a statement promising to hand the boy over if they lose their court fight. Otherwise, proceedings to return Elian to Cuba will get underway immediately. CBS News correspondent Vince Gonzalez reports on the scene in Miami's Little Havana.
Crowds have been gathering all day. Now that most folks are out of work, even more people are there. They're chanting. They're singing the Cuban national anthem. They are demanding the Justice Department let Elian stay in this country and promising to do their best to block any efforts to deport him, including building a human chain around the house where he is staying to block any effort to take him and remove him to Cuba.
The Immigration and Naturalization Service says it's trying to resolve the matter in a way that avoids additional trauma to the boy. George W. Bush says illiteracy among school children is a national emergency.
Today I want to propose a new program called Reading First. Reading First sets this great goal for America, that every child will be able to read by the end of the third grade.
Bush proposes to spend $1 billion a year for 5 years. After he spoke in Reston, Virginia, Bush made a phone call to John McCain, laying the groundwork for an endorsement. Another former rival, Steve Forbes, is set to endorse Bush tonight at a campaign event in New Jersey. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
Do your documents like to eat memory? May we suggest the Hewlett-Packard 8 megabyte special. 8 megabytes of additional HP memory. A $79 value free in store when you buy a select HP LaserJet series printer. Its productivity is so good, you'll print complex documents more efficiently and cut print time significantly. Visit the HP LaserJet Showcase at a CompUSA Office Depot or Staples near you or online at gigabytes.com by Dell. Hurry! Offer ends April 30th.
Co-ops, condos, colonials, Cape Cods, townhouses, penthouses, split-level ranches. Finding a great house? Exciting. Finding a great mortgage? Excruciating. Until now. Now, all you have to do is log on to Priceline.com and name your own mortgage rate. A guaranteed mortgage rate with guaranteed terms and closing costs. It's the way of the future, neighbor. Log on, pack up, move out.
Lending services provided by Priceline Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender. Log on to Priceline.com today.
At a remote, unguarded grade crossing near the Georgia-Tennessee state line, a freight train slammed into a school bus this morning. Two children were killed, five critically injured. For the small town of Tenga, Helen Costner says it's a terrible blow.
There is some friends involved. Their children were involved. And it's a tragedy for our community. We're a small community and close. Everyone knows everyone in this community. And a lot of people are upset.
The train's engineer says he blew the whistle as he approached the crossing and hit the brakes when he saw the bus, but it was too late. The bus driver is hospitalized. It's not known why the bus was on the tracks. The Supreme Court ruled unanimously today that Miami police violated a juvenile's rights in 1995 when, acting on an anonymous tip, they arrested the youth for carrying a concealed weapon. CBS News legal consultant Andrew Cohen explains.
The court said that it simply isn't comfortable with the credibility of anonymous tipsters, since there really is no way to gauge their credibility, and that any evidence obtained from an anonymous tip can't be used against the defendant in court unless, and this is a big potential exception, the tip itself warns of a crime so profound that reliability isn't as important as it normally would be.
Law enforcement groups are disappointed with the ruling. Time on the roundup, 7 minutes past the hour.
Nortel Networks presents A Minute on the Internet.
I'm Alan Weber, founding editor of Fast Company magazine. In our e-business society, building better relationships with your customers begins with education. The best way to educate your customers? Surround them with information. Show your clients how they can access their account or track their orders in real time. Find easy ways for them to access inventory availability, shipping status, and billing information quickly. And remember to take the initiative. Communicate and collaborate with your customers. Provide a continuous exchange of ideas through multiple channels, email, fax, phone. A high-quality experience will keep your customers coming back.
A Minute on the Internet is made possible by Nortel Networks. We're building the new high-performance internet with unprecedented reliability, enabling you to create new opportunities for your business and your customers. Visit NortelNetworks.com.
The stock market had a bad day. The Dow Industrial's down 89 points to 10,936. The NASDAQ lost 124. It closed at 4834. Some tense moments for the White House security detail this evening as an unidentified man managed to scale a fence and get onto the White House grounds before being apprehended. The Secret Service has the man in custody now, his motive unknown at this point. Shortly after the incident, President Clinton left the White House for a scheduled fundraising event. And that's the World News Roundup for Tuesday, March 28th, 2000. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.